to Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up here this hour, hopefully we'll talk to you about what the IRS has to say about the Wesley Snipes trial. But first, we go to your phone calls and talk to Scott in Tennessee. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, guys. What's up tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, Scott?
I know you were able to talk to your mom and not try to get her, try to get her to vote for Ron Paul, and you didn't get her to really see your point of view?
No, I wasn't trying to get her to vote for Ron Paul. I just wanted to know what she was going to do, because she doesn't like to talk to me about politics or issues or anything at all in regards to actually making a positive change in the world. So I was just really more curious to see what she was planning on doing. That was my real purpose. I might have made some suggestions about Ron Paul, but certainly I never thought for a moment I would be able to persuade her.
Well, I was able to convince my mother and my aunt and most of my family members to actually vote for Ron Paul.
Wow.
They already did their early voting. And a buddy at work is a real big Ron Paul supporter and got me hooked on it. And I was like, well, I don't know if Fred Thompson will be it because, he's in my neck of the woods. And I'm like, well, we all saw what a big flop he was. And now McCain's out. Now, if only we could get rid of
Giuliani.
Other...
Giuliani's out. McCain's still in.
Giuliani's out.
Yeah, it's easy to get them mixed up. They're all the same guy.
Oh yeah, they're all crooks except Ron Paul.
Right.
Ian, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall at your last family dinner political discussion.
I think I actually ended up walking out of that particular dinner. It didn't last very long. Now, are you relatively new? Because you're saying that you were at one point in favor of Fred Thompson. You must be brand new to this whole Ron Paul campaign.
Oh, I recently started listening to y'all via the podcast.
Ah.
And I have a friend of mine. He said, you might want to listen to these guys because they're a little bit more on the up and up. And then he gave me the Alex Jones show. And I'm like, he's a little crazy. Guys are a little bit more down to earth, and you kind of know what you're talking about, and it's really nice to actually listen to people that know, what the world, what's going on in this world. Because nowadays, there's so many people who just don't know what's going on in the real world.
Well, they're not paying attention. Once you start paying attention, it's not hard to figure it out. Most people know that politicians are crooked and corrupt. It's just they don't really seem to care that much about that. Or they've resigned themselves to believe that it applies to 100% of them when it's really only applying to 99%. And Ron Paul, of course, is the shining light in the darkness. It's just that the media is doing everything they can to put blankets over top of him to try to prevent people from seeing that message and hearing that message. And as you're saying here, you've had some amazing response from your family members. Were there any initial objections you had to overcome, or were they relatively open-minded? What was that process like?
All I did was hand them out these little pamphlets, these little flyers that I got, basically the bulletin-type deals.
Mm-hmm.
I got those and the Liberty cards. I handed them out at my Christmas function.
Well, that's excellent, because then you really weren't doing much persuading on your own. You just asked them to take a look at something, and maybe because they love you or they like you, they decided to do that for you, and they persuaded themselves, or the Ron Paul material that was created probably by the activists. Usually it's the activists themselves that are coming up with a lot of this promotional material. That was what persuaded your family members, and I think that's great.
Ian, I know you're not really religious or anything, but...
Not at all.
We had a Christmas parade in Fayetteville, like 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah.
We actually had a Ron Paul float in the parade, and it was the only political float in the parade.
Nice.
There was no Hillary Clinton, no Barack Obama, no McCain, no Romney, nothing, just Ron Paul.
Well, what you might want to consider doing is, and this applies to everybody out there that has brought maybe friends or family members into the Ron Paul campaign, is once this is all over and done with, follow up with them. Make sure that they didn't just support the candidate that they also explored the ideas, because I think that's an important factor here. It's one thing for someone to sit there and read a Ron Paul Liberty card or read some sort of pamphlet or door hanger or some sort of handout and say, oh, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, no taxes. Okay, yeah, great, great, and agree with the things it says. And it's a whole other thing to go and delve into what liberty really means and what freedom's all about and why the non-initiation of force is a really important concept to grasp. So I think that, you know, if now's not the right time to talk about that, and it might be, if you get the chance, bring it up and discuss those issues. But I think a lot of these Ron Paul supporters that we all know personally could use a little follow-up after the campaign's over. Whether or not Ron Paul wins, let's follow up and talk about ideas. Talk about the ideas of freedom and liberty and talk about what's next. Talk about what we can do after Ron Paul, because don't let Ron Paul be the end of all this. He should be the beginning. Thanks for the call tonight, dude.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, go ahead.
As one of our patriots, our former patriots, first exclaimed back when the British were, you know, overbearing us, that was this huge government we really hated, we revolted against. He said, give me liberty or give me death. Well, they can give me death now because they've taken away all my liberty.
Well,
or they're in process.
Not all of it. Yeah. We can still talk about these things, which is nice. So for now, that's what we should be doing, is we should be talking about these ideas, these wonderful pro-freedom, pro-liberty ideas, because it really is the ideas that are the most powerful thing. Ron Paul's a great candidate, but spreading the ideas of liberty is what's really going to win the day in the long run. So thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, because the candidates will come and go. But the ideas of liberty are what really need to be spread to the American people and the rest of the world. We continue here. Kevin in Minnesota. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hey, and guys. Kevin. It's Minnesota Kevin, where it's 35 degrees below zero with the wind chill.
Holy jeez.
So we stay inside, and luckily I found you guys, because for the last 3 days, I'm hooked. I've gotten two of my friends, and I'm trying to get some other people to listen to you guys. And the one thing that I really enjoy the most about your show is that you more or less let it go where the callers bring you. Really enjoy that, because sometimes on talk shows they get fixated on one thing for the entire 2-3 hours.
Right.
That's what they're told to do.
And I love what you guys are doing. But
they're told. It's one of those talk show rules. We started the show out tonight talking about the rules of talk radio, and one of those talk show rules is one topic per hour.
You can't let the callers control the show.
Well,
exactly. And the reason I called in is I had a police story for you. Me and my wife, we pulled in to gas up, and I'm in a wheelchair, and so I don't drive, and I'm in the passenger seat. And so we pulled in to gas up, and it was one of those gas stations that have the enormous lights on. So my wife shut off the headlights, and we pulled out of the gas station, and she didn't notice that her headlights were off. And so we
That's easy to do, especially if the road is lit from above by streetlights.
Yeah, sometimes.
We got about a less than a half a block away, and my wife realized that her lights were off, so she turned them on. Just as she turned them on, the bubble gums went on, and the cop pulled us over. The cop comes up to our window, asked, do you know why I pulled you over? And my wife said, well, I'm assuming it was because my lights were off. We just realized that when we pulled out of the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, can I see your license and registration, to my wife? And she's like, well, sure. And then he's like, have you been drinking? And my wife is 3 months pregnant at the time, and I don't drink either. And then he shines the light in my face, and he goes, can I see your license and registration?
I said,
excuse me? He said, I'd like to see your license and registration. And I said, why do you need my license? And he goes, I'd like to know who I'm talking to. And I said, well, my name is Kevin Shores. Who are you?
There you go.
I'd like to know who you are. Could you give me your license and registration,
and then,
too, please?
And he said, well, my name is Officer So-and-so. And I said, well, sir, why do you need my license and registration? And he's like, because I need to know who you are. So I reach into because I'm disabled, I don't have a wallet or anything. I have a pouch that I keep all my things in.
Mm-hmm.
So I reach into my front pocket of my pouch, pull out my little pocket-sized Constitution.
Oh, okay. All right, hang on. We're going to bring you back. This is getting good. Yep, hang on, dude. 800-259-9231. More with Kevin in Minnesota. Also, Michael's on the line, and we'll hear from you if you make the call. And, yep, You can bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you is 1-800-259-9231. The rest of the cop story in moments.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
It's progressing. It's only a matter of time until it's completely taken over our lives. We are entering martial law. Clearly, America has all the signs. There is no time like the present to get prepared by protecting yourself and your family. Find the information you need to arm yourself with an InfoBomb ebook at SurviveMartialLaw.com. This ebook will tell you everything you need to know about how to prepare and handle living in martial law. The worst part of martial law is the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com. We'll show you how to stay calm and how to act around controlling troops. Get tips on where to store valuables, emergency food, and what signs to look for. Surviving martial law can be difficult, but it is possible. Arm yourself with knowledge, as this will be the only weapon you will have to protect yourself and your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com. That's SurviveMartialLaw.com. Or call 608-819-8011. That's 608-819-8011 to order this hard-hitting ebook today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic.
Tapteo is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tapteo allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tapteo enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tapteo and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with our listeners and some of the show hosts on the forum, the BBS bulletin board system. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. There's over 300,000 posts. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do early out billing, they purchase charged-off receivables, and they do collections. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
800-259-9231. Continuing with Kevin in Minnesota. Kevin, you were telling us a story where your wife and yourself were driving. You got pulled over. You are in a wheelchair. You were not driving the car. Your wife was asked, of course, for her license and registration by the cop. And then he proceeded to ask you for your license, to which you responded instead of like most sheeple would do. Most of them would have fished into their pocket and gotten out their license and handed it to the officer. But you shot back a question, and you simply asked why he was asking for that. He said, "Well, I want to know who I'm dealing with." And why don't you go ahead and pick up the story from that point?
Well, after we were kind of going bantering back and forth, because it was obvious he was getting inflated and his chest started puffing.
How dare you disobey me?
And I always hate that with the police, and I respect police officers. But I know my constitutional rights. So
I'd like to interject that I only respect police officers who have earned it.
Well, I will agree with that, but I sometimes give them the benefit of the doubt, which sometimes isn't always the best, but I do.
Okay.
And so finally, I reached into my pouch and I pulled out my little worn-out pocket-sized constitution. And I said, "Well, officer, according to this, I don't need to give you my ID." And the minute I pulled that out, he was like, "Well, but then I proceeded to reach in and I said, "But if you would like to violate my constitutional rights, I will give you my ID." And he's like, "Oh, no, no, it's okay."
Hmm.
And then I'm like, "Are you sure? Because it's right here." And he's like, "No, no, sir, it's okay." And so he proceeded to take my wife's license and a registration, and I don't even think he was gone for a minute when he came back, and he was like, "Go ahead, sir." And he was like, "Go ahead, ma'am, go ahead, sir."
If you hadn't pulled that constitution, do you think things would have went differently?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I tell all of my friends, I said, and I wish I could find out where they printed these out again, because it's about 2 inches by 3 inches. And
hold
it
on
has
a second. I'm confused. You said absolutely not to my question. I asked you, do you think it would have went differently had you not pulled the Constitution?
Oh, I would have. I believe that it would have been the whole riot act, and he would have gotten totally irate, and he probably would have even come over to my side of the door and probably called up backups, because nothing's more amusing when you see three or four police cars pulling over one vehicle.
Right. They love doing that crap around here. So,
and I tell everybody, I can't stress it more, that find a little pocket constitution.
Yeah, he must have been flabbergasted to see you pull out a constitution. Who does that? I happen to have one on with me regularly. I don't know that I have it every night of every day. But
It
really must have just floored him.
Well, yeah,
and also it sends a message, a very subtle message that don't mess with me. I know my rights. You know, only people that actually care about their rights would bother carrying around a copy of the Constitution with them. And that's a very subtle signal to a police officer to back off.
Well, it's like a cross to a vampire.
Yeah,
exactly. This is like the third or fourth time that my Constitution has come in such. Once when Bush came to we went to protest Bush, and the Secret Service and the cops tried to move me back and take away my blowhorn. I pulled that out at that time, too, and said, "No. No way."
Awesome story, dude. Thanks for the call tonight,
Kevin. Have a good night.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I know that the Cato Institute gives out pocket constitutions, and I don't think you have to pay for it, because they've sent them to me, and I've never given Cato any money, and nor will I ever give Cato any money. Lou Rockwell has been talking about on his blog.
They do some good stuff. It's just that they're not entirely.
Man, they're getting worse and worse over time. They pretend like Ron Paul doesn't even exist, and it's worse than that. They've expressly I think there was a position paper recently. I don't have the blog entry from Lou Rockwell in front of me, but there was a position paper released by one of their Cato guys that essentially it favored interventionism. It favored interventionist war. And so not only are they not libertarian anymore, they are actively opposing libertarian positions. So those people are I think, dangerous. And it's what they call the Beltway Libertarians or Beltitarians or something like that. Yeah. Where they're
I've
just,
heard Beltway. Beltway.
Yeah. Like Neil Bortz.
Right. They're just people that are interested in getting money, extracting money from libertarians and then using it to pander to politicians in Washington, D.C. And I don't know how bad it really is, but the more I read, the more disgusted I become. So be very wary of people from the Cato Institute. And be wary of any libertarian think tank or libertarian groups that, they claim to be libertarian. Check their claims and check them good.
You know, I think there are some people within the Cato Institute who are genuine libertarians. There was one particular one who came up here in New Hampshire to testify about the Real ID Act at the time when we were thinking about our state legislature was thinking about banning it, basically, which ended up happening. So there are some good people within the organization, but the people who were running the organization seem to have co-opted it.
It's been poisoned. I mean, the statists, the authoritarians have poisoned that institution. They've also poisoned the Libertarian Party as well. They've just infected it with their pro-government ideas. And if there's any kind of pro-government stuff coming out of a so-called libertarian organization, I wouldn't send them a dime of my money.
Well, I haven't seen anything that you're talking about with Cato.
Go to the Lou Rockwell blog and search through that. It's pretty interesting. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Michael in North Carolina. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey. I just found your show. I think it rocks.
Welcome.
A little bit lighter and a little bit more dynamic than some of the other shows on the network. what I want to talk about tonight is something called Morgellons syndrome. It's been very controversial. I've been here and there in the nation's news,
What is it called again? One more time on the name?
Morgellons.
Morgellons?
You've not heard of it?
Morgellons disease?
Morgellons disease?
Or syndrome.
How do you spell it?
Okay,
you haven't
heard about it. Well, anyways, the CDC just recently, as of last week, sponsored Kaiser Permanente in Northern California to do a full one-year study on the syndrome that's affecting over 11,000 families in the United States with fibers crawling out of their skin, crawling sensations all over their bodies. Anyway, there's tons of different theories, aloof, whatever. I'm a diehard, just regular American guy, just Republican football beer, just businessman.
Okay,
and. I got struck by this, and it hit me in a hard place, and I denied it for quite a while. I didn't report it to anybody for a while until it just became overwhelming, and I just had to talk to us about it when you get treated roughly about this with doctors, and it's pretty a nasty situation to go through. Anyways, one thing that I want to point out to you guys about this is, I don't want to really go into the disease. One thing I want to go into is the fact that the three individuals in D.C. that have actually called the CDC to action. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I want to talk to you more about this, so I want you to hang on, okay? We're going to bring you back for more. Mark, you have pulled this a little bit of info up here. I want to talk more about the symptoms. What is this thing? I've never heard of it before.
What he said is true.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to SpyVille.com, that's SpyVille.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. SpyVille.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus with a special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, bring up what you want. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features for free. Enjoy them, including the live streams. We've got them there. They are broadband and dial-up flavors. They're both free. So head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy. Also, you need to know that the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to meet your Internet and Free Talk Live buddies, as well as make new ones, and learn how the Free State Project early movers are already making a difference. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Learn more at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. We go back to Michael in North Carolina. Michael, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you were telling us about a condition, a syndrome? Mark, what's the actual...
I've got it as Morgellons disease.
Morgellons disease. And what were you calling it before, Michael?
Morgellons disease, Morgellons syndrome, it's got a number of different labels, whatever the hell.
How does, you said you have it. How does one get this? Is it transmutable?
I have no idea, man. I just knew that I felt the symptoms, and I looked it up online after almost going nuts from it. After I had a huge ear infection, my boss said, "Your ear is looking huge. Go see a doctor." And I said, "All right." I thought it was just, spider bite or something.
Right.
And then they put me on something called prednisone, and then all of a sudden this crawling cessation happened, and then I just was like, all right, I got to see a doctor after about 5 months of denying it and trying to, stay strong, it's about it, it's intense crawling sensation. Anyways.
So it's crawling, is it all over your body or only specific areas?
Follicle areas, namely the areas of your eyebrows and your scalp. It pretty much disseminated from the swelling of the ear. I always photographs of my ear getting Mickey Mouse size,
Wow.
And anyways, No one knows what it is right now. They can only identify from these, like, cellulose polysaccharide fibers. They've identified them by somebody, Dr. Kaliri in the Clonegen Labs has identified it as a fungus and identified the DNA as something unidentifiable. It's spreading across the nation, namely globally. It's in the U.S. with a large concentration in Italy, in some places in Europe also, mm-hmm. and New Zealand and Australia. But anyways, the point that I want to get to, we can return to the symptoms or anything like this, but the point that I wanted to get to is the fact that the only reason the CDC actually got into motion into this was because of push by specifically Hillary Clinton. Okay. Last year, she made a major move to actually push, got enough, you know, phone calls, enough emails, enough letters calling into her office to actually push this. And then I said, wow, okay, Hillary Clinton is actually pushing the CDC to actually push on this. Now I find, okay, with the drop of, mm-hmm. the past two individuals that have just dropped out of the race,
Edwards and
McCain.
Okay.
Edwards and Giuliani have just dropped out. Now McCain, Obama, and Hillary are I just learned that Obama and McCain have actually pushed for this also.
What are they
now,
pushing this, for exactly?
They had pushed for the CDC to investigate what is going on in the United States of America, where people are coming down with this incredible syndrome. I mean, it is all across. I mean, I could give you 100, podcasts, television commercials, television.
I believe you, but what's the relevance of this? I mean, where are you going with this?
What I'm saying is that McCain. The remaining candidates that are culminating to this port, okay, with this massive, unknown, strange Twilight Zone, crazy fungal infestation that is infecting people, causing mass suicides. Okay, people just can't deal with this. People are being called delusional and everything. It's just causing a massive schism within the medical industry. Okay, I mean, if this comes out and people are actually acutely known of what this is, there is going to be massive. Massive lawsuits that are just going to drive down business for the medical community. I don't know. Big Pharma might benefit from it.
You're suggesting that the prednisone gave you more Morgellons, right?
No, what I'm saying is the prednisone diminished my immune reaction, and then this infiltrated even further. Okay.
So why is there going to be some huge fallout when they find out about this disease?
Because there's massive misdiagnosis where people are actually being hammered with delusion of parasitosis, which destroys their entire life, causes their families to think that they're crazy. I mean, I had a normal life until this hit me. Okay, I had a normal life. I was doing great in my field. I was living healthily, and then bam, it hit me, and my life fell apart. You know, and there's thousands of people across the United States that are suffering with this, and
thousands of people with all kinds of mental disorders, and
of course,
the world hasn't cracked apart. I just don't understand exactly what the connection between this disease causing people, physical and mental anguish, and our political system falling apart. I don't get the connection there.
Well, first of all, we're gonna talk about an actual physiology, an actual physical syndrome of an actual organism infecting an individual, and concurrently the doctor giving the person a false diagnosis that causes a compounded pain and agony.
So hold on a second. When you say that they're getting a false diagnosis, are you saying that the person actually has this disease, this disorder, and they're not getting diagnosed correctly, or that they don't
exactly.
have the disorder and they are being diagnosed as having the disease?
No. I'm saying that they do have something that is extremely terrifying, something that is actually physical, okay, an organism that is in
and they're
them,
not able to, and the doctors are not correctly diagnosing it as, what was it called again? I keep forgetting the name of it.
Morgellons.
Morgellons disease?
The doctors are not even looking in the first place. Okay?
So now, what, how does this all tie in? Why do you bring up Hillary Clinton and all those guys? How is that relevant
well,
to
what
your
I'm
point?
Saying is that this is going to be a major turning point in the next turn of the elections, where it comes down to Medicare, medical solutions for socializing the entire medical industry, okay? I mean, this is going to be the fulcrum where everything relies upon. The CDC is making a major investigation into this via Kaiser Permanente in Northern California right now. It's going to take a year-long process, ending in October, conveniently resting upon the elections. Conveniently only being investigated by Obama, McCain, and Hillary.
Okay, but
I mean,
what do you believe is going to happen as a result of this investigation?
I can't believe anything because I don't have enough information, but I'm only speculating that the fact that there's a number of conspicuous coincidences within this, and for something crazy like this to pop up within our population, only the United States, infested in Florida, Texas, and California, majorly, swarming amounts of this is infecting people, and it is culminating upon the 2008 elections for presidency and the CDC's Kaiser Permanente.
So you're saying that, let me see if I've got this straight, you're saying that you believe this is spreading, the CDC is going to look into it, and you're not going to go out on a limb, but perhaps one of those the scenarios would be that they're going to somehow use this as leverage to get votes from people? Is that what you're concerned about?
We'll see.
All right.
Okay.
I guess we'll see. Thanks for the call, and good luck with your condition, sir.
I'm sorry to hear about it.
I don't want to take that lightly at all, but I don't really see, you know, how McCain or Hillary.
It seems like there's a lot of misdiagnosis going on. I don't get the imperative here, but it's a good thing that he had a chance to talk about it, whatever it was.
Well, yeah. Again, it certainly sounds like a serious condition that people should certainly be aware of. Again, I'm not sure how the politicians are going to play a role in this. I thought he was calling for this. I thought he was supporting the CDC's investigation, and it didn't sound like that was the case. Because again, why would you want the government to look into this? They're probably not going to draw the correct conclusions.
At this point, it sounds like he has a lot of questions, not a lot of answers.
Yeah.
And you know, that's where you start.
Government-funded research is not the solution. I can tell you that. Having the CDC being the organization that's doing the research, not the best option. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, it is your show and you can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show, want to help us out a little bit, do your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You know Amazon. They're huge. They're the world's largest internet retailer with over 41 categories of products you can shop in. And if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, not only are we going to get a great deal, and you might even get free Super Saver shipping because that's available on a whole lot of their items, but also Free Talk Live will get a cut. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones here. Greg in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Greg?
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hello?
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
All right. I just wanted to elaborate a little bit more on what that guy was trying to say to you before. I know it's off topic, but he started talking about it.
It's on topic if you want.
Show you can call in about anything. So
you can call in
about
Morgellons disease if you'd like.
It's Morgellons disease. It's a very strange thing. It's like these fibers, and it's almost like a nano machine that people are getting. It actually has antennas. I can take you. Jeff Rentz is on right after you. Little Rentz.
Well, he's not credible at all. He's a crackpot kook. But you know, what is this about the antennas? What's that?
No. Just go to that. This is being looked at through CDC, and San Francisco is looking at it. This is really a true thing that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure there's really a Morgellons disease out there. What's your point?
Well, I just wanted to elaborate a little bit more and maybe direct you somewhere where you could find out more information about it.
Like Wikipedia?
And if you went to Rentz.com and scroll down, you'll see CDC Morgellons research staff.
Yeah, Rentz is completely uncredible, sir. Do you have anything credible?
Well,
and if you don't have it, you don't have it. I mean, I understand.
Oh, just look there. The CDC, the Center
the
for
CDC's
Disease
not
Control.
Credible either, sir. That's the government. You believe what the government tells you?
Well, they're looking into this thing. It's a it is a thing that's happening to people. It actually
I'm not denying that.
I hope we didn't sound like we were denying it.
It seems like a bio weapon, really.
Hmm.
It's some kind of biological nano weapon.
People do complain of feeling like bug-like symptoms, like they're you know, they've got bugs in them.
Craig, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
But just because you feel like you have bugs doesn't mean you, in fact, have nanomachines crawling around.
Well, yeah, I don't know if
I don't know. I mean, maybe there are nanomachines crawling around. What the hell do I know?
I can tell you I'm not turning to Jeff Rentz for the answers. Though.
I can tell you that
it
started about the same time that Michael Crichton's The Swarm came out.
Look, I'll tell you a little something here. We are not denying this exists, okay? It exists. People are being affected. Their lives are livelihoods. I mean, the last guy that was on the line, obviously, his livelihood had been affected by this disease. So I don't think we came off sounding that way. I think people are just trying to give us more information, and the location they're suggesting to get that information is a very questionable source. He is essentially a talk show host who basically, at one time, he was like the wannabe Art Bell. Like, you know who Art, if you know what talk radio is all about, you know Art Bell, right? He's the host of Coast to Coast AM, or Coast to Coast AM, or was the host for many years in the 1990s. And,
give us a call on the wild card.
Right. Part of the aughts, he has been the host. I think he's a part-time host now, maybe on the weekends.
Yeah, I think he does the weekends.
But he keeps retiring and coming back and retiring and coming back.
It's a fun job. It's hard, you know, why would you want to quit?
Oh, I understand. So again, Art Bell, very successful show. He talks to ghosts. Again, I guess he doesn't talk to ghosts. He talks to people who claim to have talked to ghosts. He talks to all kinds of crackpots, basically, on his program. And essentially, Art Bell doesn't really believe in the things that the people that call. I mean, he might believe in some of them, but in general, the purpose of his show is to take calls from nutters who, you know, want to spout off about whatever crazy stuff they believe in.
And he doesn't call them nuts.
No, he eggs them on and asks them questions and finds out, you know, just exactly how nutty they are. And that's, you know, the fun part of the show. If you're up late at night, it's pretty much on every radio station in America.
You know, like, some of the things these people say, though, you can't make it up. I mean, it's really out there.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm not saying it's all false or it's all true. It's just
right.
That's what he does. And so inevitably, when there's a successful radio show, there will be imitators. And one of those imitators at one time was Jeff Rentz. He's kind of an actual crazy guy who has similar guests on that as Art Bell might have on, except I think Rentz actually believes everything his guests say. And now apparently he shifted gears into, like, the wannabe Alex Jones. Now he doesn't want to be Art Bell anymore. Now he wants to be Alex Jones and, you know, get into this, you know, world of conspiracy and 9/11 truth and all that nonsense. So, I mean, talk about a guy with no credibility. And if you've seen his hair, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Hair?
Yeah. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gene the Christian Anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Hello. I wanted to update you on the joke sham of a debate today.
Oh, yeah. Do tell. Is it over at this point?
Yeah, it's over. And
okay.
Typically, you sit down and watch these things and you wonder why I wasted an hour and a half. And that's true. That other than the about three little gems that Ron Paul got to say during that hour and a half, the rest of it was just more of the same, you know, political garbage.
Right.
But I think Ron Paul is actually getting better at getting his message out in 30-second sound bites.
That's
because
good.
What he said really seemed to knock it out of the park. And, of course, the message is always the same with Ron Paul. You never have to try and figure out what his message is going to be tonight. You know,
sure.
It's always the same message. And he brings it back to the basics and tries to get everybody back on the track. And then, of course, the rest of them on stage there are looking at him like he's some kind of a spaceman, a little green man, because they don't have a clue what the economy is about and how it works and, you know, what fiat currency is and what gold and silver are. They, you know, these guys don't have a clue.
Sure, they're just politicians, scum of the earth.
But the conspiracy definitely runs deep because, I mean, they did not give this man, there's only four people now on stage. They have
right.
no excuse. They can't say, well, we just don't have enough time. There's
it's
only four
place.
People sitting. Four people sitting on that stage, and they can't give him 3 minutes during an hour and a half.
Well, now they could use an excuse. What their excuse could be at this point as well, Gene, Ron Paul only polled at 3%. He only got 3% of the vote in Florida, and it's clear his candidacy is pretty much over. So why should we even? I mean, you should be grateful we're giving him even any time whatsoever.
Well, then they shouldn't even invite him to the stage. You know,
that's a good point. Yeah, I mean, if you don't think he's qualified, don't invite him. But if you're going to invite him, then shouldn't he be treated as the other candidates are being treated?
And, of course, as Ron Paul has made clear, there are There's only something like 3% of the delegates that are pledged so far. So it's way too early to be writing anybody out of the campaign.
Absolutely. How many more debates are there going to be, though? I mean, we got to be.
I think
it's going to be winding down.
This is
down.
The last one before Super Tuesday. So now I don't know what they're going to do after Super Tuesday, but this is the end now.
Right.
Until Super Tuesday.
Because there are, I mean, I guess I've heard there are some other primaries after Super Tuesday, so I wonder if they're going to bother with debates after
Actually,
that.
After Super Tuesday, we still have over half of the about half of the delegates uncommitted.
Really?
So
yeah.
Super Tuesday, we're only halfway there.
All right.
So
yeah, down to a
even after even after Super Tuesday, it's not all over.
So any other observations from the debate tonight? Because I know that in the Fox debate, the host made a point of interrupting Ron Paul during one of his answers. Did any of that
nonsense
happen?
Oh, they did. Definitely. The very first time Ron Paul tried to answer something, they said, well, we're going to give you a chance to answer that later, and they cut him off. And, of course, they never did give him a chance to answer it later.
Hmm.
So, they're extremely biased.
You know,
and
Gene, you said Ron Paul's been doing better at answering the questions in a more soundbite-friendly manner, and that's good. But I have to agree with some critique that I had read earlier that, and I've voiced this earlier on the show several months ago, that Ron Paul just isn't forthcoming enough. He's not forceful enough. For instance, if they'd promised to let him answer that question, he should have interjected and said, hey, by the way, you haven't let me answer that question. Can I go ahead and answer it now? And he's not really. He's not coming back as, I guess, firm as I think he might, as he should be able to, and really demanding the treatment that he should
get. He's taken the gentlemanly approach, and I guess
that's
we'll
true.
Just have to wait and see whether that's the wiser approach.
Yeah, I think that these politicians are low life, down, just scum of the earth, and they absolutely deserve to be taken to task. I mean, call them out as socialists and fascists. Take the heart, you know, get dirty with him, because they're going to get dirty with him if he continues to stay in the race and continues to be a threat. I don't think there's anything wrong with calling these people out for what they are.
Yeah, well, of course, I would get dirty with him because I feel if you're going to play dirty, you get dirty back at you. But I don't think that's his style.
No, nope, it certainly isn't.
He has kicked three incumbents out of office, so I guess he knows something about politics.
That's true. We'll see what happens. As you said, it's not even close to being over yet, so we'll continue following it. Gene, thanks for your thoughts on the debate tonight. 800. Oh, wait, we're done. What am I talking about? The end of the show. We'll be back tomorrow night, and it has been Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Hey, and of course, hopefully I'll be able to see the debate excerpts. I never watched the full thing. I like watching the Ron Paul segments, which, according to Gene, is only going to be a handful of minutes. So we'll bring you that, the latest on that tomorrow night, and take your calls about anything as always, plus the IRS story, Wesley Snipes. What's the IRS have to say about him? We'll see it all tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIBDOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIBDOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Why?